Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Bring up whatever is on your mind. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we are here live on this Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. Tonight it's Ian.
And the madman on the microphone, the doctor, the reverend, the captain. I am Captain Kickass, and I want you to be free.
I didn't have to follow that up.
Mark. Mark. Yeah.
So we've been talking about, speaking of reverends, the heroic pastor in Louisiana who is, despite having already been arrested and charged with six misdemeanors for violating the governor's order, that he's now going to be having an Easter service tomorrow and is expecting as many as 1,000 attendees.
I wonder if they have the cascading misdemeanor... I don't know if they're laws or process where, like, if you get X amount of misdemeanors, then they
three strikes.
Yeah, they can prosecute you as if you were a felon or something like that.
I don't know.
Louisiana, if there's anything bad about the criminal system, it's likely in Louisiana. It's got to be the worst place in America to be accused of a crime.
Which is what makes him extra heroic, because, like, they're coming after him, and they've got it out for him, and he's...
They don't even have English common law there. I mean, like, they got Napoleonic law, which is a little more bizarre.
Anyway, we can talk to you more about that. Of course, your call and thoughts are also welcome. But what is the state government goons in Kentucky going to do? According to a story at thefederalist.com, the governor there has ordered state surveillance of any in-person church services conducted over Easter weekend. We'll tell you what that state surveillance is going to entail, but let's go back to Bill. He's in Bowling Green listening there to WKCT. Bill, you were telling us what an enterprise architect is, and you barely had time to get a few words out before we had to run into the news there, but what exactly is it now?
Okay, it's change management in large corporations. And, you know, so that when you roll out something different, it affects 50,000 people or so employees, that it doesn't blow the whole company up because it's different, you know?
Right.
So
I'm familiar with
incremental changes to certain things. You anticipate how it's going to affect, who are the stakeholders, who are the people who are going to use it, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Here's the big deal. They also have what is called a federal enterprise architecture, which means the government has a plan. They have a contingency plan for the contingencies of that contingency. There is 1,000 branches off of every possible reaction to something that happens, and they have a contingency for that. I guarantee you, whatever the plan is, they will achieve their goal. And here's what I believe their goal is. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
I believe that we're going to a cashless society.
Sure.
No, number one way to spread a disease like this is using cash. Okay, so they're going to push cryptocurrency, but they're really going to press and push for, you know, just use your debit card, use a credit card, no cash. That way they can tell when the guy who mowed your yard, you paid him $7, you know. They'll know. Down to that.
Well, and this is something that people have been predicting for decades. I mean, the idea that cash
makes a lot of sense.
I mean, cash is going to go away.
I'm going on the air and I'm saying don't shake hands. And I agree. I don't want to touch money for that's been in the drawer from the cashier.
I totally agree with you. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. What's going to happen to reopen the economy as this progresses? Because they're going to release another virus, and then another one, and another one, and it's going to get to where it's crippling everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when they get to chip us all, because that's the only way we don't have to touch.
Well, that's something else they're talking about. They're already rolling out the feelers with these ideas. Like, well, you know, we could put a chip in people, or, you know, give you a tattoo to let everybody know that you've had the virus and you've got the antibodies, so you're safe to shop.
They got Bill Gates talking about stuff like that.
They'll have a way to tell what your temperature is before you walk into the restaurant. and that's how they're going to roll that out.
Now, I don't know if the government has, or the United States government, or the Chinese government, or any government in particular has released the coronavirus or any other virus that may come before. Certainly, we know that they have infected people with diseases in the past because they've admitted it.
Yeah.
But fine, you know, as the case may be, we don't know exactly what they're doing. But we do know this, that if this is, you know, this isn't even a global pandemic. This is a test for the global pandemic. This is what you should know about. Like, you're getting some idea of what global pandemics might be like. You know, take a look. You know, get a chance to take a look at it and really examine it. This is a, what a global pandemic could be like. Because this isn't killing, you know, compared to the 1918 influenza, this is nothing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not a pandemic unless, you know, it's happening everywhere.
Right.
And it's prolific. And but that doesn't stop the only media from calling it that over and over and over again.
The only pandemic here is statism.
No doubt about it. Bill, thanks for your call tonight, man. I appreciate you bringing that up. And certainly people have been predicting that cash will be ended for decades. It hasn't ever come to true fruition. We've sort of followed some of those stories over the years where a couple of years back, Visa was trying to encourage business owners to go cash-free and only take card and electronic payments. And it just didn't really seem to take off because, you know, people still want to use an anonymous form of currency. And cash, even though it is government-issued, is still an anonymous way to transact business. Now, he mentioned cryptocurrency. The government is not going to be pushing cryptocurrency.
Isn't the government? Isn't the Fed coming up with its own cryptocurrency?
That's not a cryptocurrency.
Digital currency. Yes.
Okay. They already have a digital currency. They're going to call it a cryptocurrency.
No, they're not.
And the vast majority of people,
the mainstream media.
They're going to pervert the word.
It's going to be called the digital dollar.
There is a digital dollar, and
This will be different.
They'll add some features to it, and it'll be, you know, crypto-y enough that we, you know, for the people who want to call it cryptocurrency, they will and they won't. Mm-hmm. And then, the us on the sidelines are like, this isn't a real cryptocurrency.
Yeah,
but it will have cryptography involved in it, so it will be a cryptocurrency in that, but it won't have the blockchain, which is a different word than crypto, and because the Fed isn't going to get rid of the ability to create money like it just did $4 trillion to deal with this situation.
There apparently was in the $2.3 trillion bailout package at one point. There was some details in there about going to a digital dollar, but that was stripped from that particular legislation.
It's because they're not ready to roll it out.
Yeah.
They'll look like Venezuela trying to roll out their digital dollar. They can't do it right now.
Yeah.
But, you know, the next pandemic comes along. Maybe that's how they're going to say, it came from the money, and then off it goes. Mm-hmm. I don't disagree with the gentleman that at this point it's difficult to get people to let go of cash. All across the globe, and
but
the best way to
scare them into it.
Well, right now, take a look.
Yeah,
are people scared into giving up handshakes? Are people scared into giving up their bar night? Are people scared into going out for pizza? Yeah, you're darn right they are. So yes, they can be scared into giving up money.
Getting back to the caller though, his description. You can actually see an example of what he was talking about where, you know, people can tell that, oh, you have a headache before you even know that you have a headache and things of that nature. There is, and I know a lot of people are at home, are, you know, maybe you're furloughed or, you know, you're out of a job and you've got a lot of downtime, you're watching Netflix or whatever. I implore you to watch Philip K. Dick's Electric Dreams. Mm-hmm. This is a series very similar to like a Black Mirror type of anthology
series. Is this a newer series?
It's relatively new, 3-4 years ago. Yeah. Philip K. Dick's Electric Dreams, particularly one episode called KAO, that stands for Kill All Others.
Mm.
And this is a really good story about a guy who, you know, is propagandized all of his life to think that people called others are bad and evil, and then how the government turns him into an other.
Other.
Yes. But it involves all the technology that the previous caller just described, where, you know, you've got a chip, they can tell your health from remotely, they can follow you wherever you go, digitally, all that kind of thing. They even have a government system in which they elect the candidate.
Oh, by the way, speaking of elections, Wisconsin was in the news recently. I think it was Wisconsin, or was it Minnesota? Well, anyway, one of those two states were in the news because they had an election within the last couple of weeks, and like a primary or something like that.
Right.
And the government basically made it very difficult for people to go and vote.
Oh, yeah. Didn't they, like, only absentee ballots or something?
No. I can find a story about it here. But 855 450 free. Some people are saying it's like the end of democracy. What happened there?
Oh, yeah. Don't you know there, hey?
855 450 free like freedom. This is Free Talk Live. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org. Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at MarketFreeTalkLive.com to see what we can do for you. MarketFreeTalkLive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, MarketFreeTalkLive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. dial in toll-free here. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever you want to discuss. The live Saturday edition of the program, our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms at discord.lrn.fm. Here tonight, it's Ian.
Captain Kickass.
And Mark.
So you can bring up anything that you want. We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts, but I also want to make sure you know about AnyPay. If you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash, with AnyPay, you can now earn passive income for every purchase made at those businesses, which is an awesome incentive to spread cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You make it happen, so you receive the rewards. You can download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses to it, then install it at a real-life business and tell them you did it at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com. As we go back to your phone calls and thoughts, let's talk to Jerome on the line in South Carolina, listening to WTMA in Charleston. Hello, Jerome.
Yo, yo, yo. Hey, I just wanted to say, you know, I thank God every day that Trump's a Republican. Because now we can see all the rumors that we heard about him. What a businessman, what a disastrous businessman he is.
Because he was a Democrat, remember?
Huh?
Remember when he was a Democrat?
Petra Charge does.
No, he was never a Democrat. No.
I'm pretty sure he was, actually.
There's some great pictures with Bill Clinton and Hillary Rodham Clinton. Yeah.
Yeah.
And how does he talk about them now?
Not well.
Okay. What did Hillary Clinton say?
Well, it's not
Trump?
A surprise that a politician would stab, you know, his former friends in the back.
Here we go. Here we go with the lying part. Hey, do talk show hosts lie?
Oh, yeah, of course they do.
People lie.
Okay. We have an agreement. But, hey, what did Hillary Clinton say about him? When someone reveals to you who they are, believe them. The man lost $1 billion of his own money. He closed down casinos. He tried to start a football league that went belly up. How much?
Wait, what was his football league? Was he in the XFL?
No, the USFL, the useless football
USFL.
League.
The Arena Football League.
It was like back in what, the 90s?
Was the USFL Arena? I think that was the thing before Arena.
Oh, I'm thinking of the AFL and the IFL, the Indoor Football League, with
yeah,
the sub-league.
There's a few of them out there.
IUF, whatever, okay? Hey, they called it the USFL, and he was the owner of the New Jersey Generals, okay?
Oh, clicking.
And it went belly up along with the casinos. How do you lose $1 billion of your own money, man? How do you do that?
Well, you probably didn't earn it in the first place. Wasn't he like the son of a rich man or something like that?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, hey, so I got a better story for you. I got another good story for you.
Okay, let's hear
it. You know this guy? There's this guy named Peter Navarro that works for him. He's
nope.
Some kind of advisor or something, or labor, or some kind of advisor to him that shows up at these press conferences a couple of times. You know, I found out Peter Navarro has a PhD, and guess where he got it from? Trump University!
Well, it's not like he goes by Dr. Peter Navarro. Does it really matter?
Appreciate hearing from you, Jerome. Thank you. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
Every time this guy calls, I want previous Leon to introduce him. You know, previously on this episode of Trump.
We continue here. Let's talk to Graham. He's in Pennsylvania. Graham, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hi. About the coronavirus and the government doing quarantining and shutting down non-essential businesses.
Yes, sir.
In Pennsylvania, they closed all the bars to prevent the spread of the coronavirus, but they let pizzerias that deliver are considered to be essential businesses, and they're allowed to deliver pizza.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is common across the entire United States right now. Yep.
Yeah. But I'm just saying that, you know, the worry is that if people go to a bar, they could catch or spread coronavirus there. But I was just thinking maybe couldn't you also do the same thing at a pizzeria if the driver gets sick and then spreads to all his customers?
Yeah, there's a double standard at play for certain. Your point is well taken.
Well, just to be clear, they at least here in New Hampshire, bars are still allowed to serve They can deliver, for instance. They're just not allowed to serve in the bar. So they can still serve you by sending the beers to you in a, you know, somebody's car or whatever. Or you can stop in and take out. You can still take out from most bars. And I'm pretty sure that...
Well, most of them are doing curbside or call ahead. And
if they're still open. I mean, not all of them are open. But so that's kind of a thing, and it's and the claim is it's keeping people out is the claim, that that's going to increase the safety. But you're right.
I don't know what that really is the point. I mean, if we all sat at tables, it's not like I'm French kissing everybody at the pizza place.
Right.
You know, it doesn't really particularly make a difference.
Well, at least not anymore.
They don't want you sitting at tables. They don't want you sitting within 6 feet of somebody else, and they figure if you allow people to...
The 6 feet thing only matters if you're 6 feet face-to-face.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, so if you take the two dials and you turn them in different directions and I'm talking while spitting, in a different direction than you're looking,
stupid,
it doesn't matter.
And it doesn't allow people to make decisions for themselves. That's what the problem is. It doesn't allow business owners who want to take a risk or allow their customers to take a risk to operate.
Well, the purpose of it is to change habits, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe it's an opportunity to change habits. If they just did it for 2 weeks and then everybody goes back out into the world, I could see the point. I don't trust them. It's like asking the government to do the right thing. It'll look like the right thing. But, you know, if you were just trying to manage these beasts called, human beings, then it might be a good idea to quarantine for 2 or 3 weeks and then go ahead and let everybody back out and tell them, hey, no more handshaking, no more French kissing nobody you don't know, no more of this, no more of that.
This thing is actually dangerous and a problem, and I don't buy it. Graham, any other comments you want to share?
That was basically it. I mean, because, just think about, what if the driver has the coronavirus or whatever virus, and he spreads it to a dozen other customers.
What about the chef? What about the guy who made the pizza? Yeah. You know, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And the people who are really afraid and those who might be susceptible to, a lung disease or whatever, they're probably thinking about this, and they're probably not ordering takeout. They're probably just making their own food at home and quarantining themselves away, as they should be free to do if that's what you want to do.
The difficulty is that I don't think we're going to live in a world without something like COVID-19. So the possibility exists. Certainly it's true that coronaviruses have existed for some time, as influenza has existed for some time. We saw in 1918 the influenza virus. There was a particularly virulent and terrible strain that killed a bunch of people. Well, maybe this COVID, and by the way, disappeared without any basic treatment. Like, really, nothing anybody did fixed it. It became summer, and you don't have the flu anymore,
right.
And that was it. And then it morphed into a less dangerous strain. Maybe that will happen with COVID-19.
Right. And we saw SARS. SARS is a version of a coronavirus.
Yeah, it's a different one. And it wasn't nearly as apparently as deadly. We don't know what the numbers are either, because we're getting fed all kinds of different numbers.
Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Speaking of numbers, 855-450-3733. Those are the numbers you will need to call us on the radio. Although right now our phones are loaded up. So if you're getting a busy signal, better still to get on our Discord server, where we do have some open lines. And you can join our Discord over at discord.lrn.fm. Grab the Discord apps, the Discord app, create an account. Although there are more than one app, you could do it on your phone, you could do it on your laptop. There's more coming up.
We have a 12-year-old German Shepherd named Sophie, and she became overweight, stinky, greasy coat, and lifeless almost. Then about 4 years ago, we found out she had several vertebrae fused together. She was unable to walk. The vet told us Sophie was going to have to be euthanized. I thought, I've got to do something.
DINOVITE.com.
I remember Sophie starting the Dynavite, and she from day one has loved it. She is no longer stinky. She is full of life. Dynavite healed Sophie.
Dynavite is nutrition.
I truly recommend that people not wait until the vet recommends euthanasia. You have to get them on Dynavite right away while they're healthy.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The death toll from the coronavirus in the United States has now climbed above 20,000. That moves the U.S. past Italy as the country with the most people lost to COVID-19. In the hardest-hit state, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says it's not time yet to lift restrictions and open businesses.
In my opinion, you can't ask the people of this state or this country to choose between lives lost and dollars gained.
In Ohio, Governor Mike DeWine says even if you do reopen the businesses, there is no guarantee of a return to a normal life.
Even if we open tomorrow, which we're not going to do, the economy is not going to roar back until, you know, people have more confidence. If people are scared to death, literally, they're not going to go out.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
Dahi Boutique Club's original Pure Powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahi Boutique Club's original Pure Powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. We're here on the live Saturday edition. The phones are open for you. Well, they would be, but the phones are actually full, so you have to be patient if you're trying to call in. A lot of people want to participate tonight. Guess what? People have strong feelings about this whole COVID-19 situation, whether you buy the propaganda or you are a critic or you're a skeptic.
Its effect on freedom is disturbing.
Yes.
And I hate it.
And I think Americans are about tired of their little vacation from real life.
Oh, you think?
I think most of them are, yeah.
Oh, I don't know, man. I think people aren't done clamoring for more of it.
Oh, I think that there are people out there, but there's the hardcore Democrats that are like, anything that's bad right now is bad for Trump, and for God's sakes, we need the demented lunatic in instead of the other demented lunatic. We need our favorite pervert and not their pervert in. So, by God, everybody's got to stay in because this is terrifying and Trump did it. And there's the, there's the introverts who are like, finally, y'all are living in my world.
Right? I don't know, man. We saw that there was a study that we talked about last week with 3,000 respondents where over 70% of the respondents wanted to see, like, free speech taken away, basically. They wanted, 8 out of 10 wanted to see a crackdown on religious freedom. So people are clamoring for more restrictions.
Yeah, maybe that's the case. This is just me sticking my finger in the wind and seeing what I say, but people I'm talking to are about sick of this.
Are they from New Hampshire or are they outside of New Hampshire?
New Hampshire, Florida,
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
There are people that are sick of it, but I don't see enough people rebelling.
What are they going to do? Yeah.
I'm glad that we get to cover stories like this church, this guy in Louisiana, and, you know.
With 1,000 people expected to show up to a service tomorrow. Also, Ammon Bundy having something similar up in Idaho. So there's some bright spots, there's some little.
But not nearly. And I would expect, in a place called the Land of the Free
right.
for there to be a whole lot more than there is. And I'm severely disappointed that there isn't more.
I'm with you. Let's go to Mike. He's listening in Gold Bar, Washington, KBKW. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, you guys. I hope that the aluminum trailer is not going to mess up my service like I did a couple days ago. But
Sound okay so far.
The captain I hear?
It is, Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I was in Seattle Wednesday, and this is Thursday. This is amazing. I saw I drove the double decker from Everett. I saw 20 people in Seattle. It was almost scary. It was really weird, like The Matrix, where they show what our world really looks like. But anyway, that's not what I called about.
Nice.
I just thought you might like to know that.
I'm surprised they let you in.
I got screened, and you know what screening? So screening and testing. So if people don't know, screening is asking you if you have diarrhea and then letting you in the door up with 500 people at the hospital.
Yeah, well, that's kind of what happened when I was in Guam. They pulled us off the plane to run due medical checks. They had asked a series of questions. One of those questions is,
right.
Have you been in the hospital in the last 14 days?
Right.
My answer to that question was yes, and they did nothing about it. We have now collected your paper. You may go on to the next series of screens. But they didn't ask me anything, and of course, it wasn't in their hospital for anything that might have been corona-related. It was a little, perhaps a little poke in my hand.
So, Mike, what else?
Right. So what I was going to tell you was, years ago, I hauled Asian commodities from San Francisco. I went from Everett, Washington, San Francisco, and back nonstop, all day, all night, for 3 days, dropping this off. So the Chinese buy a lot of meat from the United States, and sometimes they get the best meat, and sometimes they get it before we get it. Now, I heard 2 days ago, late night, or maybe it was even last night, there's a new bird flu with turkeys in Louisiana that they can't even figure it out, but it's like the worst they've ever had. Now, I don't want to imply that I do not believe and trust my government, because I believe everything I'm told, but... If we're shipping turkeys, chickens, and beef to China, and a lot of Chinese people, even though they live there, they celebrate and eat the food like on the holidays that we eat, like turkey in November.
Mm-hmm.
What if that bird flu turkeys were sent to China in October to make sure they were there for November? In other words, maybe the virus actually started in Louisiana where the turkeys came from, because they're never going to tell us that they shipped turkeys to China in October, and now we're finding out that there's a terrible turkey bird flu in Louisiana. I don't think it necessarily started. I just wonder if it really started in China at all.
Thank you, Mike, for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We go to Bedford.
Wild Conjecture Talk Live.
Anything's welcome here. Doug is in Bedford, Virginia, listening to WLNI-FM. Go ahead, Doug.
You guys are doing a great job, but one thing I don't understand is why aren't they talking about James LeBeer?
Who's that?
James LeBeer, I'm really blown away with that, but James LeBeer was a Harvard professor, the head Harvard professor that was a chemist in biological chemical warfare. He was just arrested in Wuhan, China, where he was the one that developed the coronavirus.
Wait, so the Chinese government is accusing him of having developed this?
He was paid by the Chinese government. I can't believe you. Look it up. Look it up, please. Look it up. Explain this to your listeners, because for some reason he's arrested with two Chinese spy students that was actually in the Liberated Army, that was for the Chinese Army, that was working with him, that developed that, and both of those two people was caught coming back into the United States with over 20 vials of
coronavirus. When was this? When did this happen?
This has been 6 weeks ago.
How do you spell his last name? How do you spell LeBeer?
LIEBER. He's a head professor at Harvard. That's a left-wing liberal, like come from hell. He has had so much ridicule because of some reason of all the damnation that he's done with the other professors and all, that they wasn't left-wing enough.
I vaguely remember somebody getting arrested with vials of DNA or something along those lines. Is that tied into this?
There was coronavirus. They had 20 vials of coronavirus.
Thank you, Doug, for your call tonight. Appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. January 29th, story from the Harvard Crimson. Chemistry Department Chair Charles Lieber has been placed on an indefinite paid leave after being charged in federal court with failing to disclose funding from the Chinese government. I think we have heard about this story in the past. So, yeah, I'm with you on this one, Mark. I don't know where this thing came from. I don't know if it was a government thing.
It might
or
be the booby prize, too. Does it really matter to our lives where it came from?
To me, it doesn't.
I mean, you know, ladies and gentlemen, let me ask you a couple of questions. Do you trust the Chinese government?
No.
Do you trust the American government?
I don't, but it seems like a lot of people do, sadly.
If you do, understand the reason you do, especially right now, is because you are scared. And you're rushing off to the only place, to mommy government, essentially. This is an old tactic. It's been done a long time. Mm-hmm. You got to identify the enemy and go after it. Well, I got news for you. The state will lie to you. It doesn't matter which one it is. Now, that doesn't mean it's lying right now. It doesn't mean it's lying every time. In fact, good lies contain a great deal of the truth. It just twists it a little bit. So if you don't believe your government's lying to you in some manner, you're a fool.
You're a sucker.
Okay.
I'm just disappointed that the caller was talking about, I thought he said Le Beer, as in like French for the beer. And I'm like, I would have remembered that name just because I'm a beer aficionado.
Let's continue. We have Tim in St. Joe, Michigan, listening, I believe, to WSJM. Go ahead, Tim.
Yep, you're right. How are you guys doing tonight?
Welcome, sir. You're on the air. Good.
Jim.
So I just wanted to rant a little bit because our governor, Miss Whitmer there, just extended the stay-in-place order until April 30th for all of Michiganders.
But she's also, and maybe you were going to get to this, she's also prohibiting people from buying garden center-related stuff. You cannot buy seeds now, apparently, in Michigan.
What is up with that?
You cannot buy plants.
Now, there's two things, actually, I was going to get to. You can't buy seeds, but yet you can buy marijuana. You can't buy paint, but you can buy spray paint.
Can you buy marijuana seeds?
I don't know.
Okay.
You can go row a boat. You can go row a canoe, but you cannot have a motorized boat out on the lake. I'm an essential worker. I'm in the healthcare field. I completely understand the fears and all that. I deliver oxygen every day. To me, this is nothing but a fear-mongering tactic by our political wonderments, that you want to call them, to scare everybody.
Yeah, it absolutely is. Stand by, Tim. We can bring back more of your thoughts here in just a moment, because we actually covered this Michigan governor's latest crackdown last night on Free Your Talk Live.
Oh.
Because nobody was on with me, and he's from Michigan originally.
Right, right.
Like, hey, did you hear what's going on in Michigan? You can't buy seeds anymore. And it's not just there. Vermont also.
Yeah.
And they're blocking them off, and like the garden, you can't even go in the garden center now, like Walmart.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free to join us here. The number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm.
Divi, the next generation wallet is coming from Divi, and it's just in just a few taps you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divi says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divi and Bitcoin and government currencies all right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered master nodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divi network. This is a way that people are using to earn money with Divi. When the new Divi wallet launches, because of Divi's relationship with Western Union, Divi will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at DiviProject.org. That's D-I-V-I, Divi, D-I-V-I, Project.org.
All right, we continue here. Tim is still on with us in St. Joe, Michigan. You're back on Free Talk Live, Tim.
Hey, so the other thing I was going to mention, and it's kind of hard to find the information on it, but the other thing Whitmer went into act today, and I don't know how she's going to enact this, was banning travel between homes. So if you've got a home and a vacation home, she's banning travel. How is she going to actually enforce that? Just short of martial law.
I don't think that enforcement on these rules is particularly important. I think that for these political types, these parasites, that flexing their muscles is what's important.
Yeah. Right.
Is to show, look at, I can do anything. This is, you know, and
well, so, most people will do what they're told too. So there's very little enforcement.
But it's basically an advisory in that sense.
Right.
No, because they can't enforce it. I mean,
how do they enforce it?
Through threatening and arresting, ultimately.
Just don't tell them.
Don't tell them what?
I'm going from my house to my...
This is a good question, Mark, and it was a question I was asking early. It was a question I was asking early on in all this, is what happens if you get pulled over by a cop?
Yeah.
They're like, where are you going? Well, officer, I don't answer questions.
Right.
What are they going to get you on if you're not going to answer their questions about what you're going to do? Can they just go ahead and preemptively arrest under these governor's orders for not answering them?
I don't think so. I mean, that hasn't been made as a governor's order at this point, that we can arrest people preemptively. So the question that I would ask is, do you have reasonable, articulable suspicion that I am not essential and that I am not on an essential task?
That's been my question since day one. Like I said, I am on the road every single day working. I have a letter that I carry with me. But, you know, unless they're going to invoke martial law, which, you know, as stupid as these governors are getting, can I see that happening potentially? I don't know. You know, it's how much more ridiculous is things going to get before we just as a nation stand up and go, forget it. We're done.
I think it's going to get much dumber. You know, we've seen things progress the way they have. We've seen very little resistance to all of these mandates, right? People just, as Ian pointed out, they just go ahead and listen to the politician. If a politician speaks, they think it's law, which it isn't, right? And so I think things are going to get much dumber.
Well, and I'm starting to think that your description there, I took issue with it previously, Captain, that this is, you know, tyranny. It's not dumb. But it's actually the responses are getting pretty dumb. Like the way people are handling this, the gullibility of people, and just taking whatever it is they're told. There are some, like I was saying, there are some bright spots. We have these people who are gathering tomorrow for Easter services, despite what the government threats have been. There's apparently actually a story from our very own New Hampshire out of Loudoun, New Hampshire, which is where the NASCAR racetrack is. That's what it's known for. Anyway, there's a woman there, Alicia Kingsbury, who has been threatened by the police chief. So the chief caught wind that Ms. Kingsbury was planning on having some sort of a, like an Easter-related event. I don't know if it was going to be like an egg hunt or whatever, but in this, I've got the graphic, a scan of the, or a photograph of the threat from the police officer. He says, public safety officers of the town of Loudoun have explained to you directly this week that scheduling gatherings of 10 or more people constitute a violation of emergency order number 16. This came after you promoted, encouraged, and scheduled an Easter egg hunt on town property without permission or permits, and you refused to cease the event when asked.
The horror.
It has now come to my attention that you actively scheduled another gathering of 10 or more people, namely a campfire on your property for 30 or more people. Any such gathering would violate emergency order 16 again and threaten the public safety of residents of the town of Loudoun during this public health crisis.
Now, part of this, a large part of all of what we're dealing with, is a problem that was completely foreseeable, has been talked about by libertarians for decades, and the public has largely and roundly ignored. Ladies and gentlemen, public property is not public.
No.
Public property is government property that you let them have and you choose to pay for. All right? And here we have evidence. Because what they'll tell you this up and down.
He's public, also going after her for a private campfire.
I know. But public property, like, they have some standing for this. It's their property. And they don't have to let you do stuff on their property.
Yep.
The other one is a problem from a standpoint of liberty. But this one's a stand, you know, like, ladies and gentlemen, if you keep on giving stuff to this rapacious, tyrannical organization and expect different results, it's your stupid, not them.
Tim, any other thoughts? Go ahead.
The last thing I'm going to end with, and I know a lot of people can sympathize with me. I've got a 6-year-old at home. I've got a 2-year-old at home. My 6-year-old's a kindergartner. With at least Michigan, I don't know about the other states, but they shut the schools down for the rest of the year.
Mm-hmm.
As a parent, it is our biggest fear of, how are they going to handle the rest of the schooling, and how are they going to handle moving these kids on in grade? Because early on, Michigan stated that online learning did not count towards credits.
Mm. Well, that's going to change.
How are they going to cover all that?
I don't know, but if I were a parent in this situation with kids in a government school, I would already be looking at homeschooling. There's a perfect opportunity.
That's what they're doing.
There's a perfect opportunity to get serious about that and never send your kids back to a government school.
Here's
ever
another
again.
Point to be had is that what we get to see about government schools right now is that, in fact, they are middle-class welfare, babysitting, day prisons.
They are.
Because like, you know, you're educating your kid at home right now. If kids can be educated at home, then what have we been sending them to these places for? And here's the
reason.
That's
the way it's always
been. It's to babysit you, so one of your, so both of the parents can go, go
work and pay taxes.
I've long said that since the internet, everything that you could possibly learn in K through 12 is available on the internet for free. So therefore, public school is irrelevant.
Right. Well, MIT has their whole curriculum online. Anything that you can learn from the very best universities in the world is available for you if you want to learn it. And that means that high school diplomas and college sheepskins and all these other things are just systems of how much can you tolerate the institutionalizations of the past.
Yep.
We continue here. Dotsie is on the line listening to, let's see, you're in New Orleans.
WGSO. So
WGSO, go ahead.
I love y'all and I hate you. That's why I'm always coming back.
I love you and I hate you.
Oh, my God. What a night, huh? And I am depressed. Last week I hit bottom on how, not just in social media, but my personal friends are, oh, I don't want to believe that. Now I fully understand why the Jews got on the trains. It's like, what? I just don't understand it. Okay, so I got really pissed at you because you said it's a way to get rid of older people. Okay, no, there is, it's a way to get rid of the older person. The way to get rid of is Trump. Okay, but
People are using for a lot of different means, but
They're trying to divide generations so that a good old Bill Gates will get euthanasia too because you're tired of granny. But let me tell you, I actually got bird flu. I almost died in 2013. It wasn't even on my radar. I had to go to New York for filthy, dirty, I won't say the airline, but a very common airline. Their air filters were so horrible. I was, you know, like, okay, it's over. I come home 5 days later. I had 104 fever for eight freaking months.
Brutal.
Good
and
Lord.
Pain, the pain of the of a high fever like that. I was offered Tamiflu. I knew it was dangerous. I was married to a psycho doctor. I knew it was dangerous. I said, no. I also know hospitals about the filthiest place in the world. No. I was, and my friends were like, ooh, and a lot of my friends were like, they were going to force me to go. I said, you will kill me. And so what I did, I went online as when I could, because I was very weak. And I remember during the herpes epidemic, there was some kind of crazy stuff that people took that helped their herpes. But herpes is a virus. I just begged, you know, please, God, let this be true. It's lysine. It's cheap. It's safe. I ordered it online. I started taking it madly. I also did take, I did take vitamin C, chicken soup, arginine, and very high doses of liquid vitamins, okay? But that's all I did. And I did one important thing. When my lungs filled up, I did postural drainage.
More coming up here in moments. Thank you, Dotsie. It's Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.